College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is The Serial Killer with DJ Orden, and today is a very special episode. I have my brother on the show.
Hello, everyone.
You want to introduce yourself?
I'm Matt, also known as DJ Goose.
Yeah. So these are songs that Matt picked to play today. The first one is Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band by the Beatles. That was Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band by the Beatles. And it's kind of an abrupt ending, right?
Because it
goes into With a Little Help from My Friends.
That is true.
Do you like that song, too?
I do. I like the both of them combined. It's a really nice, nice whole package.
Yeah. All right.
So the next song we have for you guys is Rock the Casbah by The Clash.
Take it to the top.
That was Rock the Casbah by The Clash. I really like that song. Did you like that song?
Yeah, I like that song a lot, but I don't think Sharif like it.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
All right, so if you have been listening to this show at all over the past few weeks, you might have heard that our dad's favorite movie of all time is Pitch Perfect. So this next song is actually from Pitch Perfect 2, and it's sung by the German a cappella group Das Sound Machine. This is Uprising by Muse.
That was Uprising by Muse. And many of my listeners probably know that I like to play songs that were featured in movies in pretty much all of my shows.
So the next song is Intergalactic by the Beastie Boys, which is featured in the iconic dance scene from the American classic Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
All right, enjoy.
The geek in rock, rock. Super educated. I'm smarter than Spock, Spock. You ever tell me you will agree? Ain't no brother like the K-I-D-D. You know what I mean?
That was Intergalactic by the Beastie Boys. And now it's time for my cereal fact of the week, since this show is all about you, Matt. Do you have a favorite cereal?
You know, I've actually been kind of wrestling with my conscience over this one, because I just found out yesterday that my favorite cereal mascot, Captain Crunch, is actually a fraud. Because if you look at his uniform on the cereal box, you would notice that he's actually a commander. So I don't really know where I stand on this issue.
That's unfortunate. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it's very sad.
All right. Well, the next song we have is Bring It On Home by Led Zeppelin.
Gonna bring it on home. Watch out, watch out, Madmiral.
And that was Bring It On Home by Led Zeppelin. Now it's time to hear a killer fact of the week. Do you know any interesting facts about serial killers, Matt?
So something interesting I found out was that you can actually win an Oscar for being a serial killer, which is what actress Charlize Theron did in 2003 for her movie Monster, which is about the serial killer Eileen Wuornos, who committed a series of killings in the Florida area in the late 80s and early 90s.
Very interesting. Do you want to introduce our next song?
Sure. So if you guys are in the car and listening, I suggest you slow down and pull over, because this next one is quite intense. This is Highway Star by Deep Purple.
Thank you.
That was Highway Star by Deep Purple. Wow, you're right. That was a crazy ride. I feel like I need to sit down inside somewhere.
Should I give you some shelter?
Oh, yeah, that would be great. I would love for you to give me Shelter by the Rolling Stones. That was Gimme Shelter by the Rolling Stones. So Matt made this pretty hard for me this week, giving me a lot of really long songs up to over 9 minutes long. And the next one we'll be playing is the longest one that I was able to narrow it down to. I couldn't escape putting no really long songs in.
So this is Hallowed Be Thy Name, often considered to be one of the greatest metal songs of all time by Iron Maiden.
Reflecting on my past life.
And that was Hallowed Be Thy Name by Iron Maiden. Who knew my brother was such a big metal fan? You know, metal artists tend to get a pretty bad rap, but it turns out some of them are pretty cultured. This next song is actually based on an Ernest Hemingway novel.
Yeah, and the novel in question is For Whom the Bell Tolls, which I actually read because I like this song by Metallica so much, which is of the same name.
We'll be right back.
That was For Whom the Bell Tolls by Metallica.
Wow, that song is way better than the book.
Yeah, I wouldn't know. I never learned how to read. Hey, Matt, can you help me read this next song we're going to play?
Oh, yeah, that looks like Paranoid by Black Sabbath.
Wow, thanks. That was Paranoid by Black Sabbath. You know, Matt, I'm feeling really paranoid right now because I think I'm going to have bad luck. I saw a black cat this morning.
Oh, you're so superstitious.
Speaking of being superstitious, the next song is Superstition by Stevie Wonder.
Thank you.
That was Superstition by Stevie Wonder. And now we're about to get into our last song of the day.
So our next song, I think I first heard from the PS2 game SSX Tricky, which is a snowboarding game. This is It's Tricky by Run-DMC.
This speech is my recital. I think it's very vital to rock
around.
That's right.
On top.
It's tricky. It's tricky. Here we go. It's tricky to rock.
Time and rock a rhyme. I said it's not that easy.
It's tricky to rock around, to rock around. That's right, on time is tricky.
How is it be?
It's tricky, tricky, tricky. It's tricky to rock around, rock around. That's right, on time is tricky. Tricky, tricky, tricky. In New York, the people talk and try to make us rhyme. They really hawk, but we just walk because we have no time.
And in the city, it's a pity because we just can't.
That was It's Tricky by Run-DMC, and that will be our last song for today. Thank you, Matt, for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
And thank you all for listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio. This has been The Serial Killer. Please tune in next week.